I was trying to think, how could I describe it? It's like, I remember the very first touch is I was going backpacking, and everything was extremely beautiful. I'm looking around as I'm walking up this path, and I noticed how one clump of grass goes like this, and then behind it there's something that goes up like that, and then there's a tree that goes like this, and the design was incredible. I just thought, it's like design out here. Everything looks designed. And then spontaneously this thought, which actually horrified me at the time, came into my head, and that was, I could see why people used to believe in God. You know, it was bigamy, right? It's like those poor people back then. You can understand, living, if you lived in nature, that you might believe in God, you know? But that was radical, actually. It was the very idea of God had been suggested to me. And so it was just one thing after another. It was a passage in Plato, a book here, a person there, until a friend, it was October, it was good, beautiful weather, the leaves were at their height, and a friend suggested we take a drive to this monastery for Mass. She was sort of, had been brought up Catholic. And it was mostly for the leaves, really. We were going for the leaves because it was this beautiful drive, 2 hours to get to this Weston Priory. So we did. We drove 2 hours, gorgeous day. And we got there, and everybody and their brother and their brother-in-law and their dog and everything else had come also. It was packed. It was overflowing. It was just, the hillside was full of people, not just the barn. They had the liturgy in a barn, but the whole hillside was full of people. And I watched all these people go to communion, one after another, after another, after another, after another. And at that moment, it was as if God just opened to me the reality of his presence in the Eucharist. And I could see how he was available to everybody. Everyone was welcome. Everyone could come. Except me, of course, right? Because I'm not a Catholic. So that was the moment that pushed me into the church. Well, invited me. It didn't push me. See, always, God knows who he's dealing with. So I was led. I was lured. It's like the lure of his presence led me. And as I got to know him better, as he revealed more and more of himself, just in that kind of way, I fell totally, madly, completely, utterly in love with him. Just like any 20-year-old girl, as only a 20-year-old girl can fall in love, I fell in love with God. Now, I was a bit prone towards falling in love, but I did not ever expect it to be with God. This came as a complete surprise. So now I'm in big trouble. All I care about is the presence of God. I graduate, I have a degree in philosophy, completely useless, right? And all I care about and all I care about is living in the presence of God. And this is like real career potential. You know, this is just like, I don't know what to do with myself, and I'm not really interested in doing anything that's open to me. It's just, so anyway, I stumble around, and it was really very hard. It was it's a period of my life which it was important. I can see that it's in the providence of God. It happened for sure, but it was not fun at all. Sometimes the providence of God is not a whole lot of fun. So this was, I was like that woman in the Song of Songs in those years, who I sought him, and I did not find him. I was going through the city streets. I sought him and I did not find him. How can I live? Where can I go to live in the presence of God? And everyone I met, I was sort of silently asking, have you seen him whom my soul loves? And the answer was no, they hadn't. Until I had this memorable Pustinia that Beth told you about in Portland. And lo and behold, yes indeed, Marie knew all about the presence of God. It was no big deal to her. She certainly knew the one whom my soul loved. And she highly recommended I go to Cumbermere, where people listen to God. they listen to God. People talk like this. So I came. And yes, I found there were lots of people who knew this. It was like consensual reality. They had an idea of what I was talking about. They all wanted the presence of God, and they believed that you could hear him and that he acted and that he influenced things and he was around. And this was amazing, is that I myself sensed his presence.